This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Democrats on Capitol Hill say they will introduce formal articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Monday for inciting Wednesday's deadly riots at the Capitol building. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu said on Twitter Saturday the articles had drawn 180 co-sponsors. Hakeem Jeffries of New York said at a news conference Trump has to go one way or the other.
It's my expectation that on Monday, a privilege resolution will be introduced that will charge the President of the United States with inciting sedition.
Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have pressed Vice President Mike Pence to consider the 25th Amendment, which allows the removal of a president unable to fulfill the duties of the office. But a Pence advisor has said he opposes the idea. Any impeachment in the House would trigger a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate, which is scheduled to be in recess until January 19th and has already acquitted Trump once before. The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Mark Warner has written 11 telecommunication and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata connected to the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol. Those companies include mobile carriers AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and from the social media world, Apple, Facebook, Gab, Google, Parler, Signal, Telegram, and Twitter. Warner says the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are trying to piece together what happened, and messaging data to and from those companies' subscribers could be critical evidence in bringing rioters to justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is